there are lots of reasons why dinosaurs became extinct. If you start with the idea that the Earth grew, okay, then what that means is that everything on Earth changed over the years since the ages of dinosaurs. A quick little list, for example, mountains grew between those days and now. The Rocky Mountains are only 40 million years old. The Himalayas are young mountains. The Andes are young mountains.
Mm-hmm.
We had some mountains, really mountaining. We really didn't have mountains in those days. We rarely had rivers. Why didn't we have rivers? Well, we didn't have rivers because we really didn't have, first of all, ice ages during the ages of the dinosaurs. And we also, in the early ages of dinosaurs, we didn't even have seasons. Most of the Earth was subtropical or tropical. Most of the Earth. Dinosaurs that we think of as being kind of like reptiles, which of course they're not, dinosaurs live from Alaska to Antarctica. There are scientists right now digging up bones in Antarctica. You know,
yeah,
that place
true.
That's covered with
that's
ice.
Right. That's right.
It once was a land, and remember that land was bigger than North America. Well, bigger than at least the United States, but quite large, about the size of North America, was subtropical. In fact, they found the bones of a duck-billed platypus in Antarctica.
Right.
See, so it was a very different world. Not only was it a very different world, we say that all the land was connected in one giant island on one side of the Earth, which makes no sense to me, but that's what they say. Now, I've done maps that show that you can animate all those continents down to a smaller Earth. If you do, then you explain the fact that dinosaurs were 4 to 5 times the size of our normal animals today. So you have... Now you have dinosaurs living on a planet that is smaller, that is about the same temperature all the way through, and the dinosaurs have taken over the planet.
Yeah, let me jump in and ask a question. What, according to your theory, what would the percentage of gravity have been then as compared to right now?
Well, it's sort of a mathematical thing. Since the deep oceans were, you'd have to remove them, just like you'd have to remove the Atlantic according to common theory, then the Earth would have to be about one quarter the size it is today, about 250 million years ago. And it continues.
About a quarter of the size today.
A quarter of the size.
All right. And would it be a quarter of the gravity as well?
Yes. It would be a quarter of the gravity.
So the mass, then you firmly believe that gravity is certainly a function of mass.
The problem is that this theory goes everywhere. If I were to explain every aspect of the theory, I'd be talking all night. Yes and no. If we accept that mass and gravity are associated, yes, indeed, they are. I don't believe that gravity is a separate form of energy from electromagnetic energy, but it's not, you know, it's just a little too complicated to get too deeply into that.
No, but is it fair to say it's a function of mass?
Yes, I think it's fair to say that.
Okay, so that long ago, you think the Earth was one quarter of the size it is now, the gravity involved was about one quarter of what it is now, and therefore dinosaurs, being that big, were able to walk, perhaps even jump around, whatever it is dinosaurs did, in that low gravity.
Well, for example, you have a Tyrannosaurus rex. There is a debate on this Discovery Channel between two very prominent geologists and paleontologists, who talk about a Tyrannosaurus rex. And they say, well, since a Tyrannosaurus rex was the size of or larger than an elephant, one of them says it was a scavenger because it couldn't go faster than 10 miles an hour. The other scientist, very profound scientist, says, no, that's not true. It was a predator. It chased down and it killed its prey. The other scientist says it couldn't chase down and kill its prey because if it took a right turn at going 50 miles an hour, its head would snap off. Well, you know, that's true. Head would be about the weight of a motorcycle. And bone really can't carry that kind of weight and let it snap around because bone.
No, that's all based. Those calculations are based on gravity as we understand it
exactly.
Today, right?
So this debate that happens on television that you're watching can easily be settled by assuming a gravity that's one quarter of what it is today. That dinosaur, that Tyrannosaurus rex, would be the equivalent of a lion or a tiger in today's gravity, and it would work perfectly. It doesn't work perfectly, and so you have scientists debating and arguing constantly over the size and the immobility of dinosaurs. Well, anybody who studies a Tyrannosaurus Rex knows it's built for speed. I mean, it's an incredibly fast, potentially fast animal because, and of course, I study anatomy. I study a lot of things. I study every possible science, but one of the things I do know a lot about is anatomy. I know where muscles attach, and I know how they attach and how they work, and I can tell you from an artist's point of view and somebody who's also studied sciences that that baby was built for speed. He lowers his head, he straightens his tail, and those big back legs run like an engine, and he can stop on a dime and turn around. And unfortunately, if gravity was the way people say it is today, well, you know, his head would snap off and he'd die.